Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. There's only one way to start a video like this, and that is to say, welcome to the resistance. Today, the Republicans enacted a major threat to American democracy that will irrevocably change the way our elections work, and we need to be calling this out with a major amount of clarity. There are many clashes and confrontations that happened in the state of Tennessee and in the state of Virginia that we can run through, but things are getting incredibly heated, and for a reason. It is because the Republicans didn't just win this political victory in a democratic manner. They didn't put it up for a vote. No voters even demanded this. They didn't win because of public opinion. No. The Republicans are rigging the upcoming midterms by surgically drawing out Democratic majority districts, oftentimes black majority districts like Memphis, Tennessee. I believe 60 to 70% of the population are black Americans who should have their voice heard. Yet the Republicans in the state of Tennessee just officially passed a new map that surgically draws out this district by diluting the vote. So imagine a district in Memphis, Tennessee. They are now splitting it up into three other districts and in diluting the vote of the people who live there, therefore drawing out this representative. Less representation for the people who live in a city. This is a voting block with similar beliefs, similar visions, because they live in this city together and the representation will be drawn out. That's why in this video right here, you see Representative Justin Jones, a state representative, burning a paper Confederate flag in protest of Tennessee's redistricting efforts. This was filmed by friend of the show Garrison Hayes in Memphis, Tennessee, just yesterday. You see the press covering it. You can see the anger and you can see the amount of pushback that is occurring here. It's very important that we continue to bring attention to things like this. Then Tennessee State Representative Justin Pearson got into a heated confrontation with troopers during the special session in which this happened. Watch.
What is wrong with you?
So Republicans are basically laying it all out on the table here. So Democratic politicians are openly saying now this is no longer about voting maps. This is no longer about simple redistricting. It's about stripping political power away from communities that the Republican Party does not like black communities. And now Republicans in their actions are showing exactly why we had protections for these sorts of things. So the Voting Rights Act has essentially been gutted by the Supreme Court in the Louisiana case. It's essentially been gutted. The Voting Rights Act protected these minority communities and made sure they still had a say. And Republicans said, no. It's not even necessary to have a Voting Rights Act. In fact, the Voting Rights Act is just making things worse. But then the second the Supreme Court gutted it, we have red states across the country surgically drawing out certain maps of certain communities that they do not like. So switching over from Memphis, Tennessee to Virginia, the Virginia news that we got today was also rather bad. The Virginia State Supreme Court struck down a Democratic-backed redistricting referendum that would have helped Democrats gain up to four House seats. And the major problem here is that other Republican states, red states, have already done this in their own manner. We have Florida doing it, Texas doing it, all of these states that Donald Trump called up and said, give us seats in an illegal manner. Just to back up, this is such an effing threat to democracy and our institutions. This is the largest threat since January 6th, which was about 5 years ago, right? January 6th was a targeted attempt at stealing the election from the rightful winner by lying, attacking, trying to do fake elector schemes, and then sending his mob to the Capitol. He tried to rig the election. That is exactly the opposite of pro-American or pro-Constitution. And now they're doing the same thing. The Republicans are underwater. They're unpopular. They're rapidly spiraling in the polls due to the Iran war, the tariffs, and everything else. And rather than changing their policies, rather than reeling things back and actually helping the American people, they decided, wait a minute, let's break all the rules. Let's, in the middle of the decade, just redistrict all of these states and gerrymander them so hard that black communities and democratic communities do not have representation. I mean, the real rules, this is how it's supposed to work. Every top of the decade in 2020, 2030, 2040, at the top of the decade, you do a census, and then based on that census data, you redistrict, you do reapportionment. It's supposed to happen at the top of every decade, but Republicans said, wait a minute, what if we just in the middle of the decade, right before the midterms occur, redistrict the states that we want based on no census data, but by reverse engineering how we could win a majority? Now, it's also important to point out, according to all prediction markets, Democrats are still favored to take the House. So whether you look at these Kalshi or Poly market or any of the betting markets, I know it's not the absolute single best indicator, but there are tens of millions of dollars still being placed on Democrats winning the House, which is a very good thing. So again, this takes us over to Virginia, where the Supreme Court struck down Democrats' redrawn U.S. maps. As I started the video, welcome to the resistance. It is time to relentlessly and ruthlessly push back on these Republicans. There is a way this backfires in a very, very absurd way for Republicans. Sometimes by gerrymandering or redistricting, you actually end up creating new pockets and new districts that could be blue. Sometimes you actually end up inflaming people in these districts and making them mad at you, and they stay home or they vote opposite. There are so many ways this could still backfire, but Republicans are trying to steal and rig the midterms in front of our eyes. The reason why it's important to have institutions that work for the people and are democratic and create social harmony is because when you're able to vote every 4 years and our politicians are actually held accountable, it directly increases the quality of life of voters because the politicians are serving them in an ideal society. When Republicans try to circumvent that, they're trying to pull us down to the depths of some of the worst quality of life countries right now. I mean, it sucks to say, but countries like Venezuela experienced hyperinflation due to the fact that the president decided to take control of the monetary policy. This is exactly what Donald Trump is trying to do by bullying Jerome Powell into doing whatever he wants. If Trump could have his way, he would have this weird Hungary hybrid with also Venezuela, with also Russia. He would take the institutional rot and corruption of Hungary while taking the control of separate institutions of Venezuela and the pseudo-authoritarianness he would get from probably Vladimir Putin. Again, one more time. This is State Representative Justin Pearson, who is absolutely a part of the resistance, being blocked from entering the committee room as Republicans vote to eliminate the state's only black majority district. Just think about this. Just picture this. There is one black majority district in the state of Tennessee. So there was their own representative allotted to this district. Republicans just carved this up in such a way where the black people in this district are now diluted off into other pre-existing districts. It is so disgusting and despicable. Let's listen to a little bit of Justin Pearson's speech on the Tennessee State House floor talking about this. Very, very powerful stuff. These are the leaders we need to be paying attention to that are pushing the country in the right direction. And I hope that you view the Mockler Media Company, our vision, as part of this very same movement. If you do, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below and listen to this.
These maps are racist tools of white supremacy at the behest of the most powerful white supremacist in the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Memphis is the most beautiful place on the planet. It's the place that raised me, my brothers, my parents, my grandmothers, and where my ancestors' bones rest. And what you are doing today is eviscerating the only black majority congressional district in our state because we are majority black. We are here because this Republican Party has to seek to steal elections and seats. Yes. Because the president and the party have refused to address the pain, the suffering, and the struggling of everyday Tennesseans.
Yep.
This is about attacking, targeting, and cracking District 9 into pieces for more political and racial dominance and white supremacy in the state of Tennessee. And we need to realize that the Calais decision that you all are basing your decisions off of, that gutted the Voting Rights Act, that Voting Rights Act was paid in blood. It was not just a parchment of paper signed into law. It was paid in blood on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, paid in blood by Medgar Evers, paid in blood by Fannie Lou Hamer. It's been paid in blood year over year, time after time, assassination after assassination, lynching after lynching, so that more people might be able to ascertain access to this constitutional democratic republic experiment that is currently being gutted and seeking to be gutted by this chamber, by this House, this Senate, and this state.
Really good.
What is happening here is immoral and wrong.
That was really, really good. Very, very well said. We need to continue fighting back. The fight is not over. Democrats will still win the House in the midterms. I am rather confident. We are going to show up. We're going to show out. We're going to vote en masse. And if you want to join the journey, make sure you subscribe below. Make sure you go to adammockler.com. We'll keep pushing. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.